Well, speaking of vetoes from the governor, a lot of people are waiting to see if the governor will sign or veto House Bill 859. That bill would allow eligible college students to carry firearms while they're on college property. Supporters say the law would help curb a recent string of on-campus crimes, and they feel their case is bolstered by a recent incident at Georgia State University in which students were robbed at gunpoint while inside the school's library. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution has investigated the statistics of on-campus crime, and with us today to talk about what they found is Chris Quinn. He's the education editor for the AJC. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Celeste. Thanks for having me.
It's not often that an education editor is talking about gun violence, right? This is kind of a break from tradition?
That's true. We're typically focused more on other educational issues, testing, graduation rates, that kind of stuff. But this came to our attention because of that string of crimes on Georgia State's campus. And it happened during that very vociferous debate about campus carry law.
But as you and I both know, political rhetoric doesn't always match reality. And I assume that was your first question, was everyone saying that there's a rise in crime on campus. Is there?
Well, it depends on which campus you look. And so, for instance, we found that crime on Georgia State's campus is fairly consistent with statewide averages for violent crimes. And that's what we were looking at. When violent crimes are murder, robbery, armed robbery, rape, and aggravated assault.
So you're saying that Georgia State University's crime statistics are pretty much the same as most other universities in the country, even those that are not in an urban setting?
That's true. We looked at campuses in Boston. We looked at Houston. We looked at Washington, D.C. We wanted to see some other cities that are of similar size to Atlanta. And we found, for instance, the campus crime rate in Boston and Houston was about 5 per 10,000 students. At Georgia State, it's a little more than or right at 4 per 10,000 students. So, I mean,
That's pretty low. Crime is bad, but that's a pretty low rate.
That's fairly low and fairly consistent across what we found in all Georgia campuses as well. Georgia campuses were also about 4 per 10,000 students.
Okay. So if crime isn't necessarily rising at Georgia State, is it rising at other campuses?
Whether or not it's rising is sort of a longer term look at the numbers. What we did is we looked at numbers over the last couple of years, and they're fairly consistent over a few years. But, they vary a lot from campus to campus. For instance, you would think that Emory's crime rate would be fairly low. It's a fairly contained campus, which is important. It means the campus police know where to look and where to stay. And it's also in a very nice neighborhood, mostly.
Yeah.
But the crime rate there was fairly high compared to Georgia State. So we know from the numbers that Emory has about 12 crimes per 10,000 students.
And Georgia State was 4.
That's 4. So that's 3 times as high as Georgia State's. And Georgia Tech also was fairly high. And the HBCUs here in town, because of geographical location, they are closer to poorer neighborhoods. They were higher than that.
And yet they're all within the confines of Atlanta, and
yes.
Georgia Tech is very close to Georgia State. So it seems like there's not necessarily a rhyme or reason. Was there any connection with the amount of campus security?
I don't know the answer to that question. Again, we were focused pretty much on just sifting the numbers
statistics
and seeing where it was happening, where it wasn't happening, and whether or not it was true what Mark Becker said, the president of Georgia State, after the crimes and after the debate about campus carry. He said Georgia State's campus is as safe as any other campus in Georgia, and that was true. But looking at all the campuses, we found, of course, there was variation depending on that or that. We really don't know why things happened where they happened. Why is Emory higher? Why is Georgia State higher? Or why is Georgia Tech higher? Why are the HBCUs higher? The FBI tells us that when we look at these types of numbers, we ought to be aware of geographical location, numbers of female students, which can affect crime rates because criminals see females as more vulnerable and more likely, to not put up a fight. So all those things, there are so many factors that go into crime rates that it's really hard to explain the whys. We can look at the numbers and sort of truth test the claims that Georgia State was as safe as any other campus.
And can we then also say that the perceived rise in campus crime statewide does not exist?
Looking at the longer term numbers at all the campuses, I can't answer that question as to whether or not there's a rise or not. We know nationally that crime rates, violent crime rates, have been trending down. I would suppose that the crime rates on Georgia campuses are trend with the national trend.
They're trending down.
I don't know that for sure.
You just said nationally.
Nationally, yes. That's been a long-term trend in national crime.
And that also reflects the crime statistics everywhere. I mean, they've been trending down nationally.
That's nationally.
So where does this debate go? We have about a minute left. Where does this debate go from here? I mean, politics doesn't always reflect reality. But do these statistics then, do you expect them to have an effect on in terms of whether or not the governor will sign?
Well, we certainly knew that those statistics were thrown around a lot during the debate, which is what amplified the whole issue about crime on Georgia State's campus. Because all of those crimes happened in a cluster. There were, I think, 3 armed robberies in the library. There were 2 shootings, all within a couple of months. And the people on both sides of the argument about campus carry took those statistics and ran with them. So it was amplified. It was like being in an echo chamber, which made Georgia State seem very dangerous all of a sudden. Now, whether or not the governor is going to let those numbers affect his decision as to whether or not to sign the campus carry law or not, I don't know. He expressed some reservations that had less to do with crime statistics than with things such as where do you maintain or keep a gun if you've got it on campus, and whether or not you can carry or should be able to carry a gun on a campus daycare center, for instance. He expressed concerns about those issues rather than the crime stats themselves.
My guest is AJC editor Chris Quinn. He's the education editor for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. You can get more on this story. Check out the Sunday edition of the newspaper. Chris, thank you so much.
Thank you.